Here at Mater Dei Radio, we are so excited to feature Holy Trinity Catholic Church and School in Beaverton as our Parish of the Week. Joining us this morning is their pastor, Father Bill Holtzinger, to tell us more about this incredible community. Good morning, Father Bill. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Sarah. Yes, good morning to you and all your listeners. It's a rainy day here as we're speaking.
Yes, it is. It's one of those typical Oregon days.
Right. If there's any sense that fall has not hit, I think it's over now. It's pretty clear.
I think you're right. We've definitely reached the fall season. Well, Father Bill, we're so excited to talk about Holy Trinity today. I know that you've been pastor there for a few years now, so maybe you can just start us off by telling our listeners, what has been your experience so far being pastor of this wonderful community?
Oh, yes. Well, thank you for the question. I'm now in my fourth year here at Holy Trinity, and it is an amazing parish. It's my fourth parish, and I've not experienced such a multicultural parish as this one, where
Wow.
We have, of course, a lot of English speakers and Anglos who are here in the parish, but also Filipinos. And, of course, there's lots of different language and dialects of the Filipino community. A lot of Vietnamese, again, many dialects of the same, you know, Vietnamese. We have a large Indian community, not from, like, Native American, but actually India, Ugandan and Nigerian and Kenya. We have a group of sisters that come to different groups I see, come to daily mass and weekend masses from some of those communities.
Wow.
I'm just kind of stunned by the colors I see in the community, the languages that are going on, and we all sum it up in one common language, which here is English.
Well, it sounds like an amazing experience, yeah, just to see all those different cultures together as part of the church. What are some of the, I guess, the different ministries and activities that are going on? I know it's hard to sum up.
Well, of course, there's our school. We can talk about that a little bit here. But there's many Bible studies going on. We have two specifically for women, and we have one that happens after our Wednesday morning mass for anybody that wants to come. It's kind of based in the Great Adventure Bible series with Jeff Cavins and others. So the community watches a video, and then they reflect on it. Of course, there's homework they have, and, you know, reading the scriptures and getting some background as well. So it's very popular every Wednesday. Of course, our school is, you know, kicking up into gear. We have 264 students
Wow.
in our attendance, which is great. Yeah. And with that, we, you know, of course, need to make sure we fund that. So this coming Saturday after our Saturday Mass, there's going to be a, we call our fall fundraiser.
Okay.
And folks who want to be part of that can. The actual fundraiser is kind of a banquet with dinners. That all the seats are taken already, but there's an online auction or silent auction people
Oh, wow.
can participate in.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. I guess as a part of the school, I mean, what are some things that you notice in your parish? What does it mean to have a school as part of the parish? What impact does that have on the community?
Oh, well, definitely a huge impact because it's one of the biggest of our ministries. So I, for example, and my staff, we often go to greet the children as they come in the front doors of the school itself almost every day.
Wow.
As, you know, as our time allows, I try to greet them as they leave. That's a little trickier because I do have meetings. But then, you know, we have masses for the kids that we, you know, have, and sometimes adults will show up to that. Every now and then, of course, those same students will be serving as altar servers. We now have some our former students now as readers at our Sunday Masses.
Wow.
It's an amazing way for them to connect into our parish. You know, the Mass being kind of the number one thing that drives everything for us.
Sure. And maybe you can talk a little bit about what is the liturgical life there kind of at Holy Trinity? You mentioned the Mass with the students, but what other kind of Mass and
sure.
or adoration or different things going on or prayer that are happening there?
Right. So years back, Father Dave Gutman, who was my predecessor, along with his pastoral council, discerned after reading a book called Rebuilt to kind of really
yes.
focus on the most important thing, which is the sacred liturgy, the Mass. And so we have basically three, you could say, posts or marks by which we really focus on. And one of them is hospitality. So we have a large group of hospitality ministers. If you come to the parish front doors, you're inevitably going to be welcomed by 2 to 5 to more people just saying hello.
Wow.
Yeah. And then as you come in, of course, we really work on the preaching as well. And this is something new that I've had to work on. Previously, I would give a homily with 3 points, and it could be 15 or long, 15 minutes or longer. But here it's 1 point, and we're focused on a 7-minute kind of window for that. And so what happens for that is every Wednesday, myself and Deacon Brad, our permanent deacon, and our parochial vicar, who's Father Dominic at this point, we keep rotating, parochial vicars. But then 2 lay ministers, one's our youth minister, another one's one of our pastoral ministers, women that are part of that group. And we review the previous homily, critique it.
Oh, wow.
What could be done better? What could be, what really worked well? And then whoever's next, like, for example, this coming weekend, I'm up next. And so I will even present. I have pretty much my homily written at this point, but sometimes I'm blanking. I'm like, what should I say? And, of course, we've read the scriptures ahead of time. I'll offer my initial thoughts, or in this case, part of the homily that I'm looking at, get kind of a pre-critique about, will this work, will that work, who's my audience this week? Because it's hard to do when you have all these ages, right?
Right.
And different, cultures as well. So we try to say, okay, who is that? We're not going to hit them all, but let's see how that hits different ones.
Sure.
And so then I then go home and start writing the rest of the homily or fixing it up, and then I get it over the weekend. And then still, whoever's doing the homily does all the 4 masses. We have 1 on Saturday at 5:30, and we have 3 on Sunday, and that allows us to have a consistent message for all the masses. So the third part of this, 3-point emphasis in our mass is the music. So we have different music groups. We're really blessed to have amazing musicians and as well as instrumentation, things like that. And what's wonderful about that is we are really focused to make sure that those connect with the readings, but also it's quite a diverse kind of music as well. So it's kind of contemporary. Sometimes it's traditional.
Sure.
And it just depends. And sometimes we'll take a traditional song and kind of contemporize it, rearrange it.
Right.
Ken Canedo, who's an actual composer,
yes,
for Morgan Catholic Press, is our keyboardist, and he often will write music, let us have that kind of first take on it, and before it gets published.
Oh, that's incredible.
So it's really quite a blessing. I used to have Ken come to my parish down in St. Anne Grant's Pass to give workshops, and now he's just our keyboardist and assistant musician, and he guides our student masses in that regard as well. So welcoming or hospitality, preaching, and music are kind of the 3 pins we kind of recognize that the human person will gravitate towards. And we also consider ourselves kind of like church for non-church people.
Mm.
The hope is that we'd be like that first introduction to Catholicism. So when they come in, they might find, especially for another Christian denomination, they might find some similarity to, let's say architecture. So it's not a traditional looking church. It's a modern build from 2000.
Sure.
And so because of that, that might be a warm introduction. It's a lot of wood, very Northwest.
Yeah.
Clear windows, things like that. And that allows a lot of us to then, share the faith in a way that may be not a great friction for them, but, introduction so they can come. Our church is growing. It doesn't follow the trend that we see in the culture. So this last year we had 109, I think it is, families join.
Wow.
Previous years we had 144, and a year before that, 94.
Oh my goodness.
And so the church itself holds about 1,300 people in it. And so that can then, we hold a lot of people. That allows us to have not a mass schedule that's overburdening on the clergy, like myself.
Right.
I can actually take care of all of them on the weekend. But of course, because of the parish size, which is about 3,100 families, we certainly need another priest to help do sick visits and all the other pastoral ministries, along with our permanent deacon, do a lot of weddings and a lot of funerals, things like that.
Well, that's just amazing that you're so intentional in the way that you approach liturgy, the way that you approach welcoming people and really inviting them into the Catholic faith. And so that's just incredible. Father Bill, before we go, are there any upcoming events you're excited for, or maybe ministries that are starting up this fall that maybe our listeners should know about?
Well, sure. And I invite everybody to go to our website, which is h-t.org. Things that are starting up, we have Aging with Grace, which is a gathering of senior citizens each Friday And sometimes it gets interrupted by a funeral for us. We have to push them aside. But for the most part, they meet and gather about different topics that interest or of concern to our senior citizens. We also, as I mentioned, we have Bible studies that have started up. We'll have our, coming up on Saturday, we have our fall fundraiser for our school, which people can go online to our school. That's htsch.org. Or you can just Google Holy Trinity Catholic Church, Beaverton School, and that you can find that there.
Oh, wonderful. And I know I did look at your website, and it looks like one big thing you have coming up on Saturday is the blessing of the animals for the Feast of St. Francis. So that looks like that's fun.
Of course. It is. It's kind of a dogapalooza. Mostly dogs.
Mostly dogs.
A few cats. And yeah, anybody can come. We'll be in the front of the church. I believe that's at 10 o'clock. Yeah, let's pray for clear skies at that time, because it's going to be fun if it's raining. I guarantee nothing about the dogs having better behavior, but they will then be dedicated to our Lord, and praise God for the creatures, our friends, our dogs and cats and other animals.
Oh, I love that so much. Well, congratulations once again to Holy Trinity Catholic Church and School as our Parish of the Week. And Father Bill, thank you so much for joining us and sharing more about this incredible community.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for your time. I certainly appreciate it.